107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Hey, we're heading into week two with Stratford Summer Music. Kendra Fry joins us this morning with all the details. Good morning, Kendra.
Morning, Jamie. Good to see you.
Kendra, I think the rain can stop anytime.
Yeah, well, you might have noticed it stopped for us last weekend for our barges. So I think we have the magic touch and it's going to stop on Friday. But no one hold me to that.
Fair enough.
I cannot be held accountable.
Yeah, it's been that kind of summer for sure. We got another busy weekend coming up, Kendra.
Yeah, absolutely. We're starting on Friday with Stephen Prutzman at Revival House. I had a look this morning. There are 8 tickets left.
Okay.
You could be one of the 8 people at Revival House this Friday for Stephen Prutzman.
Nice.
And then on Saturday, we're over at Factory 163, and we have a comedic doubleheader. So we've got Bridge and Wallach, who are known to be a comedic accordion and clarinet playing duo. They're selling out all over Europe. They've actually sold out a ton of like larger theaters, 600 and 700 seat theaters. So you get to see them in a nice 180 seat over at Factory 163 at 7 p.m.
Perfect.
And then the second one in that evening is Stephen Prutzman again, and he's playing along with Buster Keaton's very famous silent film, Sherlock Jr. So if you're a Buster Keaton fan or you're a Stephen Prutzman fan, I think it's going to be a great experience there at Factory 163.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that one's at 9:15. It says
perfect.
9. It's 9:15.
Okay.
Our timing got a little funky there. So.
But that's at Factory 163 for this coming Saturday evening. And there's something so cool about seeing a movie on the screen and then hearing the music played live.
On a huge Yamaha, beautiful piano from D&S Pianos and with the string quartet along with that. So it's going to be quite an experience. So. And Buster Keaton, right? You can't really go wrong.
Exactly. That's going to be a lot of fun. And another show that's coming up Sunday.
Yes, we've got Heinrich Elpers over at the Avondale, and that's at 3 p.m. Heinrich is also selling out. He is a German superstar pianist. So if piano is your thing, you should definitely join us for that over at the Avondale.
And it looks like the opening night gala was a huge success.
Yeah, it was really amazing. Actually, our first week, we had so many sellout crowds. It was a little crazy. People were super enthusiastic, and we're so grateful for that. And we're selling out a bunch of shows ahead as well. So
all right, and barge music, of course, continues through the summer.
Oh my gosh, barge music this weekend is a total barn burner weekend. So Graham Hargrove's new rock band is up on July 28th, and then July 29th is classical guitar with Jelica Mijanovic. And then on the 30th is tango music. So these are very upbeat, very energetic, dance-along kind of events. So the barge is 11 and 2:30 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If the weather holds, which it will,
crossing fingers,
we're magic.
Because it's all about the magic with Stratford Summer Music as we head into week two. And we got more shows coming up. Any heads up in terms of you better get your tickets now for this upcoming event? Is there anything off the top?
Absolutely. So there's a few things. So Alison Lupton Band out at Stratford Perth Museum on August 5th is selling quite hot now. And that's quite an experience. The sun sets, you've got the frogs, you've got the crickets. And that's folk and Celtic music. And then the Peodora Tangle Ensemble is also quite fancy on August the 3rd. And it has a dance event after it as well at Factory 163. So there's a lot of opportunities to dance and party and join us. So we're Stratford Summer Music. So it's www.stratfordsummermusic.ca.
Perfect. Kendra Fry with Stratford Summer Music. We're heading into week two. Of course, we'll share all the details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Kendra, we're thinking summer thoughts, sunshine, nothing but.
Absolutely. We got it for you.